Trumpocrat Billy Bova, Lunchbox Joe Biden is a facade pushed by Democrat establishment. By Robert Krajicek on April 27, 2019. Billy Bova told Breitbart News that characterizations of former Vice President Joe Biden as a working-class and blue-collar champion, dubbed Lunchbox Joe by left-wing and partisan Democrat news media, are a facade that will fail to convince average Americans. Offering his analysis in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday with host Matt Boyle. I think that there's a facade there, in Lunch Pail Joe from Scranton, Blue Collar Joe, said Bova. The Democrats, and Democrat establishment. The Wall Street, the corporatists, the Hollywood elite. The Silicon Valley elites, are trying to get a candidate. And maybe they see Joe Biden as that candidate. Who can walk the streets of small towns in Pennsylvania and Ohio and Michigan and Wisconsin and Kentucky and West Virginia and carry a black lunch pail and identify with the average working class, fighting their way into the middle class, voters' hearts? I think they see that in Joe Biden. Listen. Descriptions of Biden as somehow appealing to blue-collar and working-class voters are at odds with Biden's subscription to globalist ideology, which pursues erosion of American national sovereignty and identity in pursuit of increasingly concentrated international political power and governance, assessed Bova. Bova stated, "The reason I say it's a facade to a degree is the fact that Joe Biden was Obama's vice president for 8 years. Elizabeth Warren, bless her heart, is already pointing out that he was on the side of big banks and Wall Street and the corporate lobbyists against average working-class consumers with the credit card bill a while back. Biden was bought into a globalist ideology in being with Obama for 8 years. And prior to that, believing that the United States is just another small piece of the global economic cultural world puzzle." Bova continued, "I don't think those voters in those cities and town are necessarily going to buy into that. They're kitchen table voters, pocketbook voters, economic populist voters. They buy into Donald Trump because he said, America first. We're going to get rid of NAFTA, CAFTA, SHAFTA. We're going to get the EU and the biggest enchilada of all. China, we're going to level the playing field with them economically and trade-wise." Boyle highlighted Biden's decision to officially launch his 2020 presidential bid under the aegis of the CNN-pushed Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax narrative. Breitbart News Saturday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot Channel 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern or 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.